An unknown attacker has stabbed two Israeli police in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Israeli sources say a Palestinian carried out the attack near the Lion's Gate in the old city of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Both police officers were lightly wounded. Now the sources say one of them was injured in the neck and the other one in the hand. The attacker has managed to escape the scene. Now this comes a day after two Israelis were wounded by a firebomb thrown at their car in the West Bank settlement of Ma'ale Shomron. Now, Israelis and Palestinians are at loggerheads over the recent desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound by Israeli settlers and the expansion of Israeli settlements. A correspondent in the West Bank, Mona Candiel, says the attack is the result of Israel's brutal policy in the Palestinian territories.
That these incidents are a result of Israeli policies, ongoing Israeli policies, whether in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, or even in occupied West Bank. On the one hand, Israeli regime has confiscated tens of thousands of Palestinian-owned lands in order to annex it to Jewish settlements and in order to facilitate the movement of Jewish settlers from inside the areas that were occupied in 1948 to move to other West Bank settlements. So these routes are only easy to use by these settlers. This is why, let's say, that Palestinians attack them, because they are not having the simplest rights of living an ordinary life for Palestinians in their own on their own lands. The stabbing in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, today against the policemen comes as the Israeli officers and forces that are in Jerusalem tightens their grip, and their measures against the Palestinians are intolerable. When they want to move inside the city, they face several difficulties. When they want to go inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque to hold their prayers, they are not allowed every day and freely. This is why the stabbing could come in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and even on the route that leading to the West Bank, there were several incidents that Jewish settlers attacked Palestinians. They crash their vehicles, they attack their farms and their homes, and we don't even hear this on international, let's say, news by the foreigners or something. They only want to see that Palestinians are attacking the Israelis. This-